Welcome, Siouxland Catholic Radio listeners, to Faith in Action, a local produced program by Siouxland Catholic Radio, which airs every Monday at 9 a.m. and replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Father Mark Stoll, priest of the Diocese of Sioux City since 1992. I'm your host for today's show. And we are glad to welcome to the show two wonderful people from Briarcliff University right here in the city of Sioux City. We have with us Dr. Keck and one of our students, Aiden Ford. So Dr. Keck, please say hi to our listeners.
Hello. Hello, Father Mark. Thank you for having us here. We're excited to talk about everything that's happening at Briarcliff.
I'm glad to have you here. And what position do you play at Briarcliff?
Oh, an athletic thing here. No, so I'm the president at Briarcliff and have been president since July of 2018.
Yeah, so that's about, what, 3 years, four, almost 3.5 years
in
now?
In my fourth academic year.
Fourth academic year. So how's it been going?
You know, every day is an adventure. As you can imagine, with COVID in particular, over the last 2 years, it's been a bit of a heavy lift, but fortunately we have God watching over us, and our students have been great, and our faculty and staff have been wonderful as well. We're very fortunate to be a caring community.
Awesome. And as you mentioned, we have one of our wonderful students, Aiden Ford. Aiden, please say hi to our listeners.
Hello.
And Aiden, where do you hail from?
I live in Bradgate, Iowa, but it's very small, so usually I just tell people I'm from Pocahontas, Iowa, because that's where I went to high school.
Alrighty, and a member of Resurrection Parish there at...
Yes, I'm a member of the Resurrection of Our Lord Catholic Parish in Pocahontas, Iowa.
Very good. And Father Collison, I believe, is the pastor, correct?
Yes.
You want to say hi to Father Craig?
Hello, Father Collison.
So, I understand you're a freshman.
Yes, I'm a freshman.
Very good. And in your family, then, are you the oldest or youngest, or where do you fall in your family?
I am a twin.
You're
so
a twin.
So my twin brother and I are the oldest.
Okay. Is your twin brother at college, too?
He's going to Iowa State
University. Iowa State, okay. So kind of hit different directions. What's he studying?
He's going into environmental science.
Okay, and you're at Briarcliff studying?
Elementary education and theology.
Very good. Why did you choose Briarcliff University?
I chose Briarcliff University because I knew I wanted to attend a Catholic university. I never attended a Catholic school growing up. My mom works in the public school, so it just worked out better that way. But I was really excited to be able to learn more about my faith in a Catholic environment. And when I visited Briarcliff University, I just really fell in love with the atmosphere here. Everyone was very kind and welcoming, and I really appreciated that.
Awesome, awesome. And again, as you mentioned, Aiden, Briarcliff University is a Catholic university. And maybe one of you, maybe Dr. Keck, can tell a little about the history of Briarcliff. Again, it's been around for a long time. And, you know, sometimes we take for granted of the university there on the hill there and the bluffs of... I'm Sioux City, so you know, tell us about the history of Briarcliff.
Absolutely. Briarcliff University was started actually as a two-year women's college in the midst of the Great Depression in 1930. Mm-hmm. And since that time, men have been added to the roster. And we then became a baccalaureate institution and have since become a university and offer two doctoral programs, and we're about to offer a third doctoral program. And so we've been a university since the early 2000s.
Very good. And how many students are currently enrolled?
So from top to bottom, including our graduate programs, we have a little over 1,000 students that attend Briarcliff University. And I want to go back to your earlier question. I forgot to mention the most important information in that answer is that we were founded by the Sisters of St. Francis from Dubuque, Iowa in cooperation with the Diocese of Sioux City.
Yes, yes. So you said, again, how many students?
A little over 1,000.
A little over 1,000, and that's in all the programs.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the biggest program there? I mean, what, you know, kind of is the biggest degree that's being offered there, what people are involved in mostly? Is it nursing? Is it teaching? Is it?
It fluctuates from year to year. It's generally neck and neck between nursing and business at the undergrad level. At the graduate level, we offer four master's programs in various business related concentrations. And then, of course, we have our Doctor of Physical Therapy, our Doctor of Nursing Practice, several levels of graduate nursing training. And then we're about to add a Doctor of Occupational Therapy. So if I were to answer your question, in general, we have the most students who are in healthcare.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have actually coined a phrase at Briarcliff. We call it healthcare,
mm-hmm.
because we believe that at Briarcliff that our students who are entering into those healthcare professions with that Catholic Franciscan foundation mm-hmm. really get that help and the helping side of being by the bedside of patients. Mm-hmm. And so we're just very proud of all of our students. But I would say the majority of our students are in healthcare okay. and health care programs.
Okay. Because, I mean, I know a little bit of the history of Briarcliff since my mother is a graduate of Briarcliff. She actually was graduated with a teaching certificate. Mm-hmm. That was back in the 60s. That was before it became a co-ed college. But and I think back then, I think it was heavily emphasized in education, I think. I'm not sure, but...
Yes. We still have a very robust education, mm-hmm. both elementary and secondary, right. as well as we have a special education track.
Mm-hmm.
And we're one of the only universities that offer our curriculum in such a way that if students know when they arrive on campus that they want to get that special education endorsement,
mm-hmm.
they can complete their secondary or elementary education degree and that endorsement in 4 years. And not very many institutions can claim that.
Right.
In addition, we also have a robust social work program.
Mm-hmm. So many great things going on up there academically. And so, Aiden, you're talking about going into elementary education. So what draws you into that field? What attracts you to education in elementary schools?
I really love working with kids. I love the passion and enthusiasm that they bring to learning, and I love that environment. And I kind of grew up with an elementary background. My mom is a kindergarten teacher at the public school in Pocahontas, and so I definitely am inspired by her, and mm-hmm. I've learned a lot about education from her, and I would like to pursue that as well.
Okay. And if I can ask, were there any other colleges that you considered besides Briarcliff University when you were looking?
Yeah, I considered like the main public colleges in Iowa, like University of Iowa, Iowa mm-hmm. State, University of Northern Iowa. But I ultimately chose Briarcliff because I did love the Catholic environment here, mm-hmm. and I did want to get more involved with my faith, and mm-hmm. I loved the close community that they have up there.
Okay. And as far as getting involved in your faith up at Briarcliff University, how are you doing that? And again, this is one of the reasons why we call this show Faith in Action, because we love to put our faith into action, put it to work. So what's happened at Briarcliff that you're actually putting your faith into action there?
I'm involved in campus ministry, okay. so I help. I'm a cantor at Mass,
okay.
which I did back in my home parish in Pocahontas, so I was excited to be able to continue doing that here. And I really appreciate that there's a chapel right on campus mm-hmm. that you can go to at any time. And I'm also involved in Catholic Daughters, and so that's been okay. really a great experience with that and getting involved with service projects as well. Mm-hmm. And also, I really appreciated the opportunity to be able to study my faith and learn more. And mm-hmm. I've taken a few theology classes Very already, good. And I really enjoyed those.
Awesome, awesome. So, you mentioned being a cantor at Mass. So, Briarcliff University offers Mass at 7 o'clock on Sunday evenings during the school year. And so, once we have the priests in the Sioux City area come up and preside at those Masses, we take turns. I've been up there, I think, 2 or 3 times now. So, did you ever cantor when I was up there?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good. I thought you looked a little familiar. Very good. I'm glad you're doing that because, again, it's an awesome opportunity to get involved with the celebration of the Eucharist. And again, we have students and also people from around Sioux City that come to that Mass on Sunday nights, 7 o'clock. You mentioned Catholic Daughters. So we have a Catholic Daughters court there at Briarcliff?
Yes, there's a chapter of the Catholic Daughters up there. I am really excited to be involved in that. I've never really thought about participating in mm-hmm. that before, but I was really excited to get involved with that and learn more about what they offer and just the opportunities that they provide to help give back to the community.
Very good. Is there a Catholic Daughters Court over in Pocahontas then that you're familiar with? Or?
Yes, there are Catholic Daughters.
Okay. A number of our parishes do have Catholic Daughters, but... you're not the typical age of a Catholic daughter. No offense, but I'm glad to see younger women like yourself are getting involved in organizations like that because we need you. So I'm really glad. So when talking about you know, attending Briarcliff University for education degree. So what's some of the classes you're taking currently?
Currently, I'm taking management and instruction for an education class and developmental psychology, some like gen ed for the physical science and.
And you mentioned you took a, maybe a theology course already?
Yes.
What was that one? What would you take?
I took two theology courses last semester. I took Foundations of Christianity, and in that class we learned sort of the backgrounds like with the Bible and the early Christian communities, both like Old Testament, New Testament, and just sort of the connections to today. And I really enjoyed that class, and I learned a lot about more about my faith and in more depth than I had ever really considered before. And then I also took Christian morality, and that was a bit different class where more we talked about like principles of the Christian faith and how we can live those out in today's world.
And again, you would not have gotten that from Iowa State or anybody anyplace else. I don't know. I'm glad you've chosen Briarcliff, and I'm glad you're joining us today for this interview. We're talking about Briarcliff University. And because one of the things we want to talk about a little bit is about the scholarship that you received and also the fundraiser we do at our parishes each year in the last week of January. But again, it's wonderful to be able to talk to a student because, you know, you're the one that, you know, is being impacted by this education at Briarcliff. But of course, you know, we know that Briarcliff impacts the community at large just by your presence. So maybe Dr. Keck, talk about the impact that Briarcliff has on the community. But just a second. I just got word. We got to take a break here. Sorry. We got a lot to talk about here. We're going to come back to that question about how Briarcliff impacts the community around us. But we'll be right back after we hear a few words from our sponsors, from our underwriters, and from maybe an inspirational message. We'll be right back.